Good morning, Trav. How are you going?
Good, Darren.
How's things in preparation for the unconformity?
Oh, look, it's going well. Like, it's been torrential rain, of course, in Queenstown, but we expected that. And, you know, it's a really big program, but our team is eating it up. It's looking good.
All right. So I guess you've been asked this 1,000 times, but why the name change?
Well, the Queenstown Heritage and Arts Festival, you know, was held across 6 years, three versions, and at the very end we thought, you know, it was time for a change. We'd been doing it for a little while, and let's renew. But with renewal also comes the opportunity to, I guess, speak to different audiences so we can broaden our profile. We know that Mona has been creating this sort of cultural tourism phenomenon, really. So how do we tap into that for the West Coast? And how do we do something more articulate and confident and put it out there to the market, not only in Tassie but internationally? And for us, you know, we knew we had to change, so we thought, well, let's name it after something that relates to Queenstown. And we discovered the unconformity concept. The unconformity itself is a geological fault that Queenstown sits upon, and it's the reason why our mining industry exists. It's the reason why there's so many minerals in the ground. And it's a touching point of three geological ages, with one age in the middle that's just completely eroded away. So really powerful. It gives a sense of forces that are in opposition, and the idea of parallel moments or things that are paradox. And we think that also relates to Queenstown and its people, and, you know, a sense of living on the edge in Western Tassie. So our program reflects that. So there's paradoxical sort of elements. There's unusual associations.
So it all starts really on Friday night?
That's right. Yeah, it kicks off with an opening ceremony called the Rumble, where we're pulling the forces of our mining industry. So big machines, lots of flashing lights and loud noises. We're encouraging people to bring their earplugs, and that'll be converging on the main street on the opening night of the festival. So a really big, powerful kickoff for everyone who comes down for the festival.
Have you got a street party happening again on the Saturday night?
We do. It's on the Friday and Saturday this time. We're calling it the Crib Room, and it's industrially themed. It'll be in the middle of the town. It's a fully curated music and food program. So we've got food providers from all over the Northwest Coast. You know, some of our really great award-winning providers coming down. We've made two huge barbecues out of crusher cones from Mount Lyell. And those barbecues will be roasting all sorts of, you know, meats from the region, et cetera.
Awesome.
And we've got 10 free bands playing across the weekend. So
10.
It's going to be pretty epic.
Oh, that's fantastic. I remember last time around on the Saturday night, just a fantastic vibe just to walk around, and there's all types there from all parts of Tassie and from interstate as well, young and old, having a great time. And I'm sure it's going to be the same. Will you have the art gallery tours happening again as well?
Yeah, we've got 24 local artists involved in the program, which is great. And they're showing works in a variety of locations. It's, you know, home studios, galleries, old shop fronts. So there's a bit of an art trail happening there. And there's about 30 different events happening across the weekend. So we've got dance performances in the old Masonic Hall, which, you know, a space which even heaps of local people haven't been into before.
Mm.
We've got theatre on the train. And then we're literally taking people into a mine at the end of that performance.
Wow.
We've got a project called Cake Mountain, which is a replica cake made of the Iron Blow mine, a human size, and it's all about consumption of the landscape, one spoonful at a time. So it's a fun program. It's pretty epic, and it's going to be a big weekend for Queenie.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the unconformity, and it certainly sounds like it. Are you going to be doing the light show on the side of the Empire Hotel again?
We're not on the side of the Empire, but we've found a limestone quarry in the middle of Queenstown, and we're lighting up the quarry at night.
Right.
The project's called Flux, and it's we've got 10 artists that they're sound artists, and they want to play on the idea of echo within the quarry. They're calling it pseudo-echo.
Awesome.
So that's a pretty big project, and we think we'll get a lot of people there at night time to see the see the show.
As you come into town, if you're coming from the Murchison Highway, so if you drive down the hill, is that the quarry on the right-hand side?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, very affectionately known by local people, but we're opening it up for visitors during the festival.
Yeah. You got a Facebook page and web page where people can go and just check out the program and whatever?
Yeah, www.beyondconformity.com.au, and it's got full information there. Really happy to say that some of our events have sold out already. So, you know, if you are coming, get in soon. And the good thing is Queenstown booked out accommodation-wise about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, we love the idea that people are going to Strawn, it's only 45 minutes away, or Zeehan, and staying there, seeing more of the West Coast. So you can still come, buy a ticket, and, you know, it only happens once every 2 years, I guess, Darren, so yeah. Come along.
You have your volunteers getting around, giving people information on where to go and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have dozens of volunteers kicking around, and they're pretty important because, you know, they're the voice, well, probably not only the voice of the festival, but the voice of Queenstown to visitors.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll have lots of people arriving and, you know, where do they go? Where's this venue? We'll have a welcoming sort of volunteer who'll be able to help you out. So that's important for us. It's a really powerful thing that visitors can feel a really strong connection with the place, which is really important for us.
Yeah. Now, do you have a Unconformity HQ where people can go and get all the information in one place? Is it like the link or where is it?
Yeah, it's at the link. It's on the Hunter Street entrance. Mm. So if you pick up a program, you'll see where the headquarters is. And we'll have merchandise, we'll have smiling volunteers ready to tell you where some of our obscure venues are. So it's probably the first point to go to when you arrive in Queenstown. Come along and say hello.
Yeah. So if you've never been to the Queenstown Link before, as you drive into town, it's on the left-hand side just as you get to, just before the main street. You can't miss it there. It's the library, basically, if you go there. That's the place. Good stuff, mate. It sounds awesome, and I'm hoping I'll get down with the family on Saturday and enjoy it.
Yeah, great. Good, look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it was a great time last time, and I'm sure it'll be just as good, and if not, well, hopefully even better this time round.
Well, the weather gods are smiling on us for Friday. Not so sure about Saturday, but we'll take whatever we get.
Really. Yeah, yeah. Great stuff. Well done.
Thanks, Darren.